Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Are you ready for March Madness? Is it? No, not at all, huh? Well, my hope is that we get all the madness out in March so we don't have any left for November. But there were two college basketball play-in games today. There were 16 games tomorrow, another 16 the day after that, and then 8 games, and another 8 games, and then four games, two games, 1 game, and then we go back to working at work, which is, again, we get no work done when the games are on.
So does anybody know around here, Michael? Do you know? Do I know? Because we've been working at the same radio station for 25 years or something like that.
Yeah.
For the first 10 years or whatever, there were brackets everywhere and a number of different March Madness pools you could get involved in. And
there were employees everywhere.
And now there's just nothing. So is it only less popular here, or are there less people doing this at the workplace, or did people start cracking down on illegal gambling, or
no, not that, surely.
Okay.
More people working remotely,
maybe that's it.
There are certain media industries that have seen serious cutbacks in personnel.
I hope you work somewhere where there's still a buzz on the first day of March Madness, because I always found that really, really fun. I mean, there was from the hardcore sports fans who had every TV on around or were watching on their phone, to the people that pay no attention but went ahead and filled out a bracket anyway, and they're usually right. The people that won. It was always a lot of fun.
Saw this headline today, getting ready for the show. Yes, your NCAA bracket winnings are taxable.
Oh, wow. You.
On the other hand.
I want to invite you to my parties. Boy, you're a fun person.
What I suggest ain't going to happen.
The only thing you win there is taxable. I'm going to be that guy from now on.
You know, that's fully taxable as income. Wow. Yeah, that ain't happening. Speaking of taxes, I thought this was interesting, enlightening, and frustrating. The Journal of Wall Street, with an article that caught my eye, because this is one of my many jihads. We all want simpler taxes. Here's why that's so complicated. The U.S. income tax is mind-boggling in its complexity, but the hurdles to simplifying it are surprisingly high. And I'll get to my interpretation of all this, but I'll hit you with part of it. Howls about the U.S. tax code's complexity peak at this time of year when Americans struggle with laws so gnarly that some filers have to tackle six pages of questions to see if a person they support is their dependent.
Well, let me do my spiel that I do every year. How could it possibly even be constitutional that the government, at the point of, you know, not a gun, but a jail sentence, makes you pay taxes, but then makes it so complicated that you have to hire a lawyer to fill it out for you? That just is not cool.
First of all, as I've pointed out many times, if you don't show up for that jail sentence, they will point a gun at you. So it is absolutely true. At the point
good
of
point.
A gun.
And it's a good point.
And the other point we've made through the years is that if you were to suggest this tax system, you would be laughed out of the country. The bellow of laughter from Americans. Were you to suggest this Byzantine, idiotic, incomprehensible, tangled headphone cord of a tax code, people would think it was hilarious. And yet, we have it. And anytime somebody suggests doing away with it and changing it, people say, oh, we better not. That could lead to problems. I just don't get it.
Well, that's a political game, as you know. The wealthy and connected get all these complicated lines of tax code written to benefit them, corporations or individuals or states or whatever, you know, a particular group. And then they pretend, if anybody ever tries to reform it and just make it, you know, let's just make it a flat number across the board or consumption tax or whatever, something simple. The old, the tax code should fit on a 3x5 note card, which it should. But anytime you present that, they all act like, oh, you're just trying to help the rich. I'm the one that got this law passed so that the tax helps me. You're just trying to help the rich. And that works. Screaming at the average numbnut that any change to the tax code would be to benefit the wealthy.
Right. That is one of the dodges. What they do is they flood the playing field with that one and the whole, oh, if we do that, they could just raise it over and over again.
What?
Oh, yeah, like if you talk about a value-added tax or whatever, like they have in Europe, the argument is just that, oh, that would the government would it would be so easy for them to raise it higher and higher and higher, so we can't do that. We're better off with, again, this unspeakably complex mess. But I thought this was, it's frustrating but interesting. This gal, Laura Saunders, writes, the trouble is hard problems seldom have easy answers. Well, there is an easy answer, honestly, in my opinion, but it'll never happen. Why it's hard is the tax code reflects the intricacies of modern financial and social life, and it's also a mishmash of competing policy interests that shift over time and often interact in unexpected ways. Another impediment to simplification is human nature. What one filer or industry sees, you want to jump in right there, or...
Well, first of all, that statement that you just read was, well, that's the way it is now, but it doesn't have to be that way. Yeah, it's
and I was going to get there. This gal, and it's a beautifully written article and full of all sorts of interesting information, but her conclusion seems to be it's got to stay complicated because it's complicated.
And let's just say, I want to hear this stuff about the human nature. I know I'm going to hate this.
What one filer or industry sees as a well-deserved tax incentive advancing the public good, such as the mortgage interest deduction or tax credit for electric cars, often seems stupid or wasteful tax break to others. The rock-bottom reality is that no matter how much taxpayers decry tax complexity, few object to it when they benefit. Me St. Francis of Taxisi, because I'm going to be pure of motive here. Flat tax. Now, I'll figure out how much more or less I owe. This can't endure. It's complex because it's complex is not an answer. What the true answer is, as Jack got to, is it's complex because those who actually have power, and here's a hint, with big government, the little guy doesn't have power. And how a lie that ridiculous got to believe by so many people. The big government party is going to look out for me, the little guy. It's hilarious. Anyway, it's complicated because those who have real power choose to have it be complicated because they write themselves all sorts of favors.
Also, I guess I get some credit for being a saint, too. I'm in favor of the Trump tax cut thing that did away with blue states being able to stick it to the rest of the country, even though that hurt me a lot. It hurts me a lot that that tax code changed, that you can't deduct your super hate high state taxes the way you used to be able to. But it's not fair to make the rest of the country pay for high tax blue states. That's crazy.
Right, there's no justifying it.
But if it came back, I wouldn't cry.
For the record, once in a while you run into a lefty who says, oh, you're just in favor of lower taxes or whatever because you're rich or blah, 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 blah. And I remember so vividly, there I was, a high school freshman, Gladys. Dewy-eyed, optimistic,
Gladys,
nothing but hopes and dreams.
Gladys was vaping, so her hands weren't available to play the... You know she's a vapor now?
So annoying. You're not supposed to do that at work, dear.
I don't want to be this kind of person, Gladys, but I think it's going to have to be no vaping at work.
Yeah, yeah. Calling HR. Anyway, where was I? There I was in my high school class, and our history teacher, whatever they called it, was explaining the progressive tax code, which I heretofore had been unaware of. And I remember being shocked by it. Because I said, no, because I didn't quite get it at first. And I asked him, I said, now, wait a minute. If everybody pays 10%, if I make twice as much, I'm paying twice as much. Is that what you mean? And he said, no, oh, no, no, no. The more you make, the higher percentage you paid. And I was seriously, as a working class kid who was wearing hand-me-down clothes, I was outraged by that. I thought, that's just not fair. That's idiotic, because if it's a flat percentage, it takes care of itself.
Right.
That's the perfect and most elegant solution.
You make more, you pay more.
Yeah, but by the exact percentage, you make more.
Right.
What could be more just than that? It's a line graph that's perfectly straight. And so anyway, I don't know. I don't know why I've always felt like that, but I always have. Anyway. And the way they, I remember, who was it? There was actually a bit of momentum for a flat tax or a simplified tax. Who was the talk show guy based out of Atlanta? I can't remember. Anyway,
Clark
who's really advocating, pardon me? No, not Clark Howard. It doesn't really matter. But it got a little bit of momentum for a little while, and everybody screamed, your mortgage interest deduction will go
right,
away.
Right, right, right.
And the response to all of us who were advocating this was, oh, you'll pay less total.
Yes.
You will have more money at the end.
Right.
Oh, but I can't lose my mortgage interest deduction. And it's like, all right, you know what?
Right.
Scaring voters is so easy.
Yeah, or people are just not paying attention, or too many people are stupid or whatever. Because when you come up with any sort of tax... like consumption tax, which could work, and then somebody hits you with, you want a car to cost $200,000? Yeah, but I wouldn't be paying anything all year long for other stuff. I'd only buy a car every 5 years. It doesn't matter.
You would end up paying less. Well, I can't afford a $200,000 car. Now, this, I thought, was a pretty good point. Oh, then we need to take a break. There are other obstacles to tax simplification. Take a flat tax, which seems the simplest of solutions, by creating one rate for all. Yes, indeed. But this gets at only part of the problem. Income would still need to be defined, and tax definitions typically add far more complexity than tax rates. The mind-numbing language is hard to simplify because it must precisely describe human and economic activities in terms that don't leave room for loopholes. That's why it can take up to 6 pages of questions to figure out who counts as a dependent.
No.
In that way, tax language often reflects the complex nature of family life as it tries to prevent double dipping on benefits for one dependent.
And I'm always shocked with the gazillion pages of tax code. What's our friend Stephen Moskowitz tells us? It's like 80,000 pages now, and it grows by thousands of pages a year. Anyway, I'm always surprised how many of them I can use, how few of them I can use, like hardly any.
And finally, 80% of individual income taxes were paid by about 10% of filers. And so you have masses of people saying, this is great for me. I don't really pay anything.
And then people still get away with, when will the rich pay their fair share?
Yeah.
And I always, my question is always, what would a fair share be? What number would be? 100%?
Nobody ever asks that question.
No, they don't. Anyway.
Demagoguing that, when will the rich pay their fair share, is the 3-inch putt of politics. It's unmissable.
I'd like to know what you think about this. Our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Let's go through a couple of texts we got on a variety of topics. We don't do this often enough. Hearing from you, the people. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. Somehow we got on the topic of brushing or something like that. I don't know even how, with brushing your teeth. Mm-hmm. We got this text. I brush once a day. I use mouthwashes needed. Flossing is a scam. Flossing is a scam.
it's being pushed down our throats by big floss.
To the fact that I only brush once a day, which I have gotten my comeuppance for. Yeah, I brush once a day. Always have, but maybe I'll start. Jack, you're going to be doomed to eating only soup if you don't take better care of your teeth. And remember, heart disease starts in the mouth. That's a good That's a good saying, if it's true. And I don't know if it is.
There is truth to it, yeah. I know if you have, like, heart valve replacements or heart valve problems, you have to take powerful antibiotics before you have dental work done.
Couple of quick tax things. We got the annual, you know, you don't actually have to pay your taxes because of something or other in the Constitution. That comes every year that conversation happens. So, and we always say, go ahead and try it. Give it a whirl. You seem very confident. Go ahead. Give it a shot. See how it works. Do it 5 years in a row. Good luck.
Say hey to Wesley Snipes while you're there or whomever.
Yeah. Famous actor who didn't pay his taxes, if you don't know who that is.
That's excellent subtext. Thank you.
We got another tax thing. What was the one we got? Anyway, wanted to get to this one. So we played this girl yesterday and got quite a bit of commentary. Listen to the way she talks here.
How many genders are there?
It's a spectrum, so like a lot.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God, that makes my skin crawl. A lot? I don't even know how she makes that noise.
Is there a name for that kind of talking? Is that vocal fry or valley girl or a combo of the two or I don't know. But
yeah, it's like, you know, Asian fusion cooking. It's a couple of different things going on there.
So like a lot?
Wow.
A lot?
A lot?
It sounds like she's speaking while gargling peanut butter. It's difficult. Again, how do you make that noise with your throat?
Well, I have somebody in my orbit who talks that way, a college-aged girl, and it looks hard to do. It looks like it requires physical effort. Like,
really?
It looks like something you want to do to be in a certain social circle, like wearing high heels. It'd be like something you want to do for a while, and then you think, my feet hurt. I'm going to take them off. It seems like it'd be like that. I'm not talking about for a while. I got to go back to my normal voices. It hurt my throat.
But we got something incredible.
We got this text. There's
something incredibly off-putting about that. Yeah.
Oh, God, I would say.
I mean, even when you did it, I got that same skin-crawling feeling.
But I'm a high school teacher. As a high school teacher, guess how many girls talk like that? You're right. A lot.
A lot?
A lot?
Really? Of course, this is out of sand.
And she throws in the up-talking, like, asking a question thing as well.
Jeff in San Jose. So this is a Bay Area high school teacher, so I guess if it's going to be anywhere in the country where lots of high school girls are talking that way, it'd be the Bay Area of California.
San Fernando Valley, yeah. Play it one more time, Michael.
So, like, a lot?
I think we may be in the presence of greatness here. This young girl has managed to incorporate virtually every annoying verbal tick known to the American mind.
Plus the substance of what she said, because she was asked how many genders there are, and she said, a lot.
So, like, a lot?
Throw in a so-like as well.
Got a so-like in there? You're right.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I wonder what she looked like. Anybody see the video of that?
This is the Yo-Yo Ma of annoying speech.
God dang it. Sorry about that. I know we annoyed a lot of people with that clip.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thank you, Representative Stan, for your dedication to the people of the 4th District and for the passport anyway. Get in. While we couldn't be here today because the votes in Washington, I will make no bones. Everybody has a right to organize, man, to have their labor rights protected. It's going to expand their engineering to over 10,000 additional students. 10,000 additional engineering students.
Truth.
That's our mumbling, fumbling, bumbling president there. He's very old.
But, man, mostly going around the country handing out stuff, and including the headline today, in case you didn't hear it, another $6 billion of your taxpayer money to wipe out the loans of college kids. Another $6 billion today, bringing the total to, I think, $144 billion?
Yeah, as we said earlier, here's the only term I'm going to use. They transferred $6 billion worth of loans to the taxpayers.
Wow.
At any rate, you may have heard he's running once again with Ms. Kamala Harris of California, who is a half-wit. Michael, I should have asked you to get up Kamala's greatest hits for us, if you could dig some of those up, which I bring up partly because I came across this piece by Christian Snyder, which is one of my favorite things about Kamala I've ever come into. He explains the importance of the vice president on a ticket, often a balancing act. Old man Biden himself was a balance against Barack Obama's youth and inexperience.
All right, I don't think that plays much of a role. I've never believed that. It might this time, because you got a real, well, not a good chance, almost a guarantee that whoever's vice president is going to end up president if he would win.
I must disagree with you. I think Dick Cheney was a huge asset to George W. Bush, and I think the old steady hand experienced Joe Biden allayed people's fears about Barack Obama, gifted as he is.
Definitely don't believe the Obama one. I might give you the Cheney one, but the Obama, man, you could have put anybody with him and he would have rolled.
Mike Pence, a human sleeping pill, calmed fears that Trump would be too out of control.
That could be true.
Yeah,
this is the most election of our lifetime.
This is clearly the most election of our lifetime. And in 2020, in order to soften some of his own past racial missteps, culmination rioting after the death of George Floyd, Biden picked Kamala Harris, who had been roundly rejected by your own party during its primary process. But in 2024, Harris is not just a piece of the puzzle. She is the puzzle. And he says, Biden is facing off against two stubborn adversaries, Donald Trump and Father Time. While Trump is beatable, Father Time is famously undefeated. In NCAA tournament parlance, the Grim Reaper is a number one seed, and Biden's remaining cogent for the next 4 years is a long shot.
And everyone knows it.
That's right, Marjorie. And then he gets into the poll, the polls that show a huge majority of Americans think he's too old, including 73% of people over 65 who know better than most of us when somebody's just, got the senior moments going and when they're shot. In any sane political environment, Biden would have a release valve, that of a capable vice president who could take over in the event that something happened to him while in office. But this is not a sane environment, and Biden is riding along with Harris, whose current approval rating of 37% is roughly that of salespeople who squirt lotion on you as you try to walk through the mall.
That's pretty funny. God, I hate the new mall, the modern mall that's like a Mexican bazaar. I hate it. Stop shouting at me. Stop trying to squirt things on me. Leave me alone.
And then he makes the point that Democrats are constantly saying that democracy is on the ballot in 2024. This is a fight to save our country, our very system of government, because Trump is the new Hitler, et cetera, et cetera. But Christian makes the point, if that's true, they should be willing to take drastic steps to keep the American system of governance alive. Given that America has sent its young men and women to die in wars to keep democracy in place in foreign lands, hurting the feelings of an inconsequential vice president who's in over her head shouldn't be that tough of an ask, which is absolutely true.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
I know that we're not the first to say it. It's not the first time we've said it. But the fact that one of the two major parties is going to go to bat with a guy that three-quarters of America thinks is too old to be president right now, and not only that, with the person behind him, nobody likes. That's just right. It's literally unbelievable. Like, I can't believe it's going to happen, as in I don't think it's going to happen.
How did you allow this to happen, Democratic Party? How? Anyway, he says the one strategy that might work is give her responsibilities, let her hit a few home runs, but that's not going to happen. Plus, that's unlikely given Harris's challenges in portraying herself as a functional resident of planet Earth. She typically offers audiences a cornucopia of malapropisms, flubbed lines, and gaseous tangents that offer a value per word of near zero, to wit. And I think we have this audio, but take Harris's speech at the U.S. ASEAN summit in 2022. We will work together. Do we have that one, Michael? And continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these issues, and to work together as we continue to work, operating from new norms, rules, and agreements. Oh, you have that?
We must together work together
to see where we are, where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be, but also see it as a moment, yes, to together address the challenges and to work on the opportunities.
That's my favorite part of her speaking style, is that when she goes along and yes,
what? That was actually a different speech with some of the same just incredible bullcrap. It was good enough, Michael. It was good enough. But
it's always the same thing. It's always, I know I've got to say something. I was called up here, so I'm just going to ramble for a little bit. I didn't read the book, so I'm trying to do the book report. It's always the same.
But I like this part. And to work together as we continue to work, operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together.
Yes.
But she wasn't quite done. We will work together, she said in closing with a flourish reminiscent of a glitching AI text program. In a perfect scenario, Democrats would handle the presidential position by adopting the Pittsburgh Steelers strategy for handling quarterbacks. Bring in an old veteran who's won in the past, in this analogy, Russell Wilson, but have a young, promising backup in the wings, Justin Fields, who can take over if the old guy falters. The trouble is Kamala Harris is not Justin Fields. She's a quarterback who throws with the wrong hand and wears her helmet on her foot. Her ineptitude scares the sorts of voters who like Nikki Haley and despise Trump, but also realize that if Harris gets in the game, another catastrophic season is upon us.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is. And there's more to it. It's really good writing. Again, that's Christian Schneider, who writes for the National Review, whose work I did not know. But that's good.
Well, as I've already said, I feel like the whole vice president thing is generally way overblown every single time, and people don't vote for who's at the second in line for the ticket. But all three candidates, there's vice presidential news now, and there are three, because RFK Jr.'s polling at 15%. He should be lumped into any conversation, really. I mean, Ross Perot.
If only as a spoiler, obviously.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to end up president, but he's going to have an effect on the election. If he does anywhere near this. But anyway, the other two candidates not named Biden, what their vice presidential choice will be, I'll tell you about right after this.
Yeah, quick word from our friends at Oxford Gold Group, who are pointing out that you can do something about all the chaos and uncertainty in the world these days. And we don't need to run through it. We do it every day. But that's to have gold on hand, to have precious metals as part of your investment plan.
I've never been more concerned about world stability than I am right now. Reading about it yesterday and thinking something really bad is about to happen in the next year or decade. Anywho, countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? Oxford Gold Group makes it easy to buy gold and silver. You can call Oxford Gold Group right now and you might qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
And as dollars lose value, people invest in gold. It's a great hedge against inflation. So give the Oxford Gold Group a call. Ask about that eligible for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. If you just want the investment guide, that's fine. Or if you're ready to invest, give them a call, 833-995-GOLD. Either way, 833-995-GOLD. One more time, the number is 833-995-GOLD.
RFK Jr., who is polling at 15% in the Real Clear Politics average versus Biden and Trump, is making his announcement. Who his running mate will be on March 26th, and he's making the announcement in Oakland, California. So he has already told us when he's going to make. So what is today is the 21st. So in 5 days, he'll make that announcement. But more importantly, he's going to lay out a new strategy for securing presidential ballots in all 50 states and really trying to draw attention to the how hard it is, or how hard the Republicans and Democrats have made it for anybody else to ever get on the ballot. And I think that's a great topic and should get more attention. If you're unhappy, like a lot of America is, with another rematch of Trump-Biden, it's because the two parties have a stranglehold on anybody running. And I don't know, maybe a smart guy like Tim Sandifer would explain to me why that's better than having some closer to a free-for-all, but it shouldn't be so damn difficult for anybody to be able to get on the ballots. Right now, it's looking pretty tough for Kennedy to get on, to get ballot access in all 50 states, and they're fighting for it right now. And is super packed.
And goodness knows he has the time, the money, and the intelligence to get it done if it can be gotten done. So,
right.
Yeah, I would love more attention focused on that.
Political operatives in both parties remain skeptical that Kennedy can meet the deadlines for putting his name on the ballot. It takes a whole bunch of legal coordination and expertise and people who know the ropes, and it's just they've made it really hard for anybody to do. So that's that candidate, and we'll find out in 5 days who his running mate is. Did you hear this news yesterday that was burbling up? Who knows if it's true or not? But six different sources told NBC News that Trump is eyeing Marco Rubio as a potential VP pick. The question to me would be, well, maybe why Marco? But if he chose Marco, is Marco going to run with Trump and ignore all of Trump's a whole bunch of things he says and does over the next 8 months? And fully back him? I mean, he's been pretty Trumpy over the last couple of years as a guy who is way, I mean, he was as in Trump's face as anybody back in 2016.
Which Trump respects.
Right.
Because then Marco came around and supported Trump in a lot of significant ways. I find that a really, really thought-provoking choice.
Do you think Marco would bite his tongue and support Trump on everything?
I think they would have a serious meeting about that very question.
Oh, I'm now, sure.
Rubio's an old hand at the Senate. He knows what a vice president is and what it's not.
But
he would probably insist on a certain portfolio, and I'll bet Trump would give it to him.
Marco's good, too. I mean, he is good.
I'm a big fan.
But is he going to be able to go on all the big talk shows? And because how do you feel about January 6th? I mean, he's going to have to answer all those questions. Everything Trump's ever said or done, he's going to have to explain away. I just don't know.
I have a feeling they will come to an agreement on that he can live with. But, you know, Trump famously moves the ball then down the road. Right. Again, really, really intriguing.
It'd be a really normalizing choice, though, as opposed to... you know, when people talk about who's the Arizona woman, Carrie Lake, when people talk about Carrie Lake or that sort of thing, that makes the ticket more of what, you know, people who are a little uncomfortable with Trump are already worried about. Marco would be a real normalizing factor.
Is this the same guy who's just lecturing us that the Veep doesn't matter? Is this a schizophrenia thing?
You think maybe I've got a borderline personality?
No comment.
Any thoughts on any of that? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
To another record day in the stock market following the Federal Reserve's decision to leave interest rates unchanged for now and signaling it expects to cut rates 3 times this year. The Dow gaining more than 400 points, hitting a new record high of 39,512. The S&P 500 hitting a new record as well, closing at 5224.
I feel like, to be charitable to the Biden administration, the record stock market story is not getting as much attention as it normally does. Is it because everybody's feeling so negative about things?
Well,
stock market's not the economy, and it's not everybody's life, and we always say that. But generally, I feel like generally during an administration, record stock market days get a lot of attention.
Yeah, I think that's true, and it's an interesting point. I think the reason it doesn't matter is, and I just happen to have read something in the Wall Street Journal, this article's entitled, "The American Dream Accelerates Away from Those in the Slow Lane." Their point being, the inflation of the last couple of years has been brutal, and the most brutal to people who spend all of their money on food, energy, and housing. Because that's where we've really gotten hammered. Nothing else matters.
Well, I'm not in that category. I'm not paycheck to paycheck. But even though the stock market is doing well, and that's good for 401k and all that sort of stuff, that will matter to me a lot when I'm retired. Right now, interest prices are too high to buy a house. And when I go to a restaurant, it's really, really expensive. So just the day-to-day reality is, I don't know. I think it's interesting that we are having record stock markets on a regular basis, and
moving up,
people feel very, very negative about the economy. Here's
and keeping in mind that when the inflation was really high, 9% or whatever was the year or two ago, if you had 9% returns in the stock market, which is a pretty solid year, you just broke even.
Right. That hurts. Good point.
Ouch. Thank you. I'm here all week.
I'm going home now. New York Post headline is my favorite headline of the day. John Hinckley Jr., who once tried to kill Ronald Reagan, claims he's a victim of cancel culture after concert canceled. You know, he's a musician now. He kind of does a folk guy with a guitar singing songs, which is at every party you ever go to. But he's doing that, and somehow his concert got canceled. People said, I don't think it's cool that you have a guy who tried to kill the president playing at the bar tonight. And then, so they canceled him, but he's a victim of cancel culture.
Okay, that's rich.
That's a weird story, isn't it? The fact that that exists is a real thing.
What's that?
That he's out, for one thing. He nearly killed the president of the United States, and he's out. Okay, I understand the argument. He was crazy. He's not crazy anymore. Not his fault. He's mentally, I don't know. But I'm surprised you ever get out when you do that. And then he's going around bars and playing his music. All right.
Here's a song called Oh Jody about when I was obsessed with Jodie Foster. Yeah, that's troubling. In a way, it speaks to how enlightened this country is.
Yeah, certainly, yeah.
So far, so good. He hasn't tried to kill anybody. His mental illness has been dealt with at least somewhat. Anyway, that's a complicated subject and fraught.
99.9% of the time throughout history, you try to take out the leader of any country, you would have been dead that day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, clearly.
And here he's out walking around with his guitar singing folk songs.
Oh, that reminds me of something grim I saw. Grim. Nah, I won't even bring it up.
There are too many guys. There are lots of memes like this on YouTube mocking this sort of thing. There are too many guys who can kind of play guitar and kind of sing who do it in front of people. Just too many of us, because I'm one. But there's too many of us.
That's funny. A bumper song we just played at the bottom of the hour. It's one of my favorite songs, so I remember it. Crackers. What's the name of that tune? I can't remember. But anyway, what the world needs now is another folk singer. Like, I need a hole in my head.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Something pretty big is going to happen on Monday or slightly before. Is Trump going to get a building seized or what's going to happen? He's got to come up with that $500 million fine or whatever it is, whatever they're calling it. By Monday, or something really politically explosive is going to happen. So we'll be following that story closely.
And I think it would be a good thing if the explosion happened, because this case is just utterly unjust. Hey, also a follow-up on the whole American young people are miserable poll results that came out the other day. While American older people are actually quite cheery. Some really good follow-up on that.
Our old people are happy, but our young people are miserable. That's a weird way for a country to be.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.